Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 52. The school bus driver accused of being under the influence when his bus left a Racine County road and into a cornfield is now facing criminal charges. There were four students on the bus Tuesday when it veered off Buena Park Road and then back onto the roadway before continuing on its way. Deputies reported corn stalks hanging from the undercarriage when the vehicle was stopped along Highway 11. No one was hurt. According to court documents, 38-year-old Jason Stahlbaum allegedly admitted taking medication earlier in the day that he said he stockpiled and which makes him check out. Stahlbaum was charged today with four counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. He has also been issued several traffic citations. Stahlbaum has been fired from his job at SNJ Bus Service of Waterford, which is owned by his mother. He was also a mechanic for the company. A new bus driver was on the route on Wednesday. Don't be surprised if you come across highway checkpoints in parts of Kenosha and Racine counties as the search goes on for homicide suspect Andrew Obregon. Wednesday night, Kenosha County deputies stopped all traffic on Highway 142 at the intersections of Highways 45 and 75 in what proved to be yet another futile search for the suspect in the apparent drug-related death of 37-year-old Taiwan Anderson last month. Sheriff David Beth said deputies continue to find hiding places and contacts in their search for Obregon, who appears to enjoy being pursued.
We're very much afraid of what he could do, mostly in a car. And I know that he blew through red lights, he blew through stop signs, and you have a family going on a cross traffic, on a crossroad. We're very much afraid that he's going to, in a chase, he's not going to care. He's going to blow through whatever it is and try to get away from us.
Sheriff Beth, in addition to mutual aid requests into Racine County, has asked for U.S. Marshals to help in the manhunt. The second person struck by a car on Washington Avenue and Sunny Slope Drive last month has died. Mount Pleasant police say 74-year-old Otto Thurer died Wednesday from his injuries at Frederick Hospital, where he was airlifted after the accident that killed his wife, Ula. The couple was struck as they crossed the highway outside the marked crosswalk. The investigation of the accident continues, Mount Pleasant police being assisted by the Wisconsin State Patrol Reconstruction Unit. Two men were killed in separate train accidents yesterday evening in southeastern Wisconsin. Just after 5:30, a 36-year-old Kenosha man was struck and killed by a Metra commuter train. Kenosha police say Adam Richter was walking on the tracks near Simmons Field when he was struck by the northbound train. Then about 9 p.m., a 20-year-old man was struck on the tracks in Lomira in Dodge County by a southbound train. Both incidents remain under investigation. Governor Walker is endorsing proposed changes to the Government Accountability Board.
The people running the elections has not been the GAB. It's been county and municipal clerks across the state. They're not changing in this scenario. The same people who run elections in Stoughton, in Milwaukee, in Wauwatosa, in Madison, in Rhinelander, you're not changing who's actually running the elections.
The Republican bill calls for splitting the nonpartisan GAB into two six-member partisan commissions with oversight of elections and ethics. In announcing the plan Wednesday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the eight-year-old agency a failed experiment. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio will be visiting southeast Wisconsin next month.
The Florida senator is scheduled to appear at a $100 per person fundraiser November the 9th for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, as well as a gathering for the campaign arm of Assembly Republicans. Rubio to speak at a $2,500 per person roundtable event at the Veterans Terrace in Burlington. It is limited to 20 people, according to the fundraising solicitation. That money will be going to the GOP's Assembly Campaign Committee. Photos can be taken afterward for $500 per person. Rubio's visit to Wisconsin next month, the first since Governor Walker dropped out of the presidential race on September 21st. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.
The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters has moved a town hall meeting in Caledonia tonight at 6 o'clock about reported health concerns related to the Oak Creek power plant. It had been scheduled at the Eastside Community Center, but has been moved to the shelter at Crawford Park, which is east of the Kmart at 4 Mile Road and Douglas Avenue. The group's information about tonight's event says it will include more than a dozen affected families telling their stories, as well as a focus on efforts by the League of Conservation Voters to advocate for EPA's Clean Power Plan. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.